We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 4, The Atrocities of King Kamsa. Start reading text number 43. Shishuka Uvacha Evam Durmantribi Kamsa Sahasa mantriya durmati Brahma himsam hitamene Kala pasha vrito suraha Shishuka uvacha Shishuka Dev Goswami said Evam in this way Durmantribi, his bad ministers. Kamsa, King Kamsa. Saha, along with. Sammantya, after considering very elaborately. Durmati, without good intelligence. Brahma himsam, persecution of the Brahmanas. Hitam as the best way. Mena accepted. Kalapasha avrita, being bound by the rules and regulations of Yamaraj. Asuraha, because he was a demon. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Shukadeva Goswami continued, thus, having considered the instructions of his bad ministers, Kamsa, who was bound by the laws of Yamaraj and devoid of good intelligence because he was a demon, decided to persecute the saintly persons, the Brahmanas, as the only way to achieve his own good fortune. Purport. Shri Lochana Das Thakur has sung Apana Karama Bunjaya Shamana Kahaya Lochana Dasa. Instead of taking good instructions from the sages and the Shastras, godless non-devotees act whimsically according to their own plans. Actually, however, no one has his own plans because everyone is bound by the laws of nature and must act according to his tendency in material conditional life. Therefore, one must change one's own decision and follow the decision of Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Then one is rescued from punishment by Yamaraj. Kamsa was not uneducated. It appears from his talks with Vasudeva and Devaki that he knew all about the laws of nature. But because of his association with bad ministers, he could not make a clear decision about his welfare. Therefore, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 22.54, says, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kaya, Lava Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhihaya. If one desires his real welfare, he must associate with devotees and saintly persons, and in this way, rectify the material condition of life. There are many angles to this story of Kamsa, and Srila Prabhupada chooses to stress in this purport the topic of association. So he somehow puts Kamsa in a position that poor Kamsa, he was having some positive association with Devaki and Vasudeva, and he was starting to become a decent human being. And then he came back and he met his ministers. And tam-tam! Due to the bad association, he became a really wicked person. So that's more or less the angle Srila Prabhupada presents in this purport. Of course, we cannot say that Kamsa is innocent. In the text today, Shukadev Goswami says, he was devoid of good intelligence because he was a demon. So it's not so much that Kamsa was innocent. Sometimes some people say there's so many people who didn't come in contact with a bona fide spiritual organization, and they were just unlucky, you know, like if they would come in contact with these spiritual organizations, they would be become great devotees. And in some way you can say maybe, but in according to our philosophy, the next question is, why were they born in that context? And then the honest answer is that because in their, maybe not in this life, but in their past lives, they somehow rejected the spiritual association. They didn't want to become spiritually advanced. So Krishna put them in a position, okay, you don't want to hear about me? No problem. We'll put you in some place where nobody is talking about me. No problem. We don't want to disturb you unnecessarily. So that's somehow the answer. Is it bad luck? Not really. We can say that Kamsa also, he got his bad association because in the past he was doing something to cultivate some consciousness that would grant him this kind of association. So it's not so much that poor innocent Kamsa was in this association by some mistake. Something happened. Sometimes you meet, you can see some practical tests of this. Sometimes you meet these people and it's clear that they are in some spiritual organization sometimes. But it's clear that this is not a bona fide spiritual organization. It's just wasting their time. So, like this yoga groups or some other strange philosophies. And you think, look, okay, if he's innocent, then there's a simple test. You present him some bona fide philosophy and he will accept it, no? So then you have these people who are like for 10 years in this crazy spiritual organization, and then you present him, okay, you're just wasting your time, just take this Krishna consciousness philosophy. And what's the answer? What will they do? Well, most of them will say, no, thank you, I'm well situated. Because that's their consciousness, actually. So it's not so much a mistake. You know, like, they are there because of some reason. That they are there usually because that's their consciousness. I mean, of course, we're trying to help him, but there's just a side dish that poor Kamsa, who got into this bad association, was not so innocent after all. But there's it's an interesting example. And we can say these examples, or the way Srila Prabhupada presents this angle, is somehow quite relatable for our experience. Yeah, maybe we were, maybe before we came to Krishna consciousness, we didn't, we had some bad association, and we had some bad habits. And we somehow came into the association of devotees, somehow, by some chance. And we became some sort of devotees, to different levels. We became somehow attached to spiritual practice, we're following some principles, we're chanting some Hare Krishna, and everyone to a different degree. And due to association with devotees, we become different persons. But still, we have to somehow be aware that these tendencies we had before, they might still be there. These tendencies we had before devotional service, they might be there. And we should always be very cautious not to fall back into those tendencies and not to fall back into this former association. Because, I mean, you never know. old habits die hard, they say. And better safe than sorry. in America, they say. So it's always good to be very cautious and avoid this association, this bad association we had before. So it's quite important to know what is good association and what is bad association, and at every moment be aware of our association. Oh, this is good association, I should take advantage of this association. Or this is somehow bad association and it's dangerous position, you know, like sometimes you have to as we said before, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur defines association not so much as physical proximity, but more as six loving exchanges. So if we have association with non-devotees, and most of us have to have some for some reason, we should be very careful in not engaging in this in six loving exchanges. So like we usually don't accept food which is offered by non-devotees because it's not prasadam. We usually don't reveal our deepest thoughts to them. Yeah, we don't reveal our minds in confidence. And most important is that we don't accept their ideas. And, that's the main thing, that we don't accept their ideas. So there are many types of association. When we talk about association, we think mostly, oh, I meet someone, and then we talk to this person. But that there are also other types, like get so many ideas, we can open Facebook, you know, we have this Facebook account, and we are searching for when is the Rieka Ratha Yatra information, and then some other ideas pop up. So that's also association. So these ideas will come. Oh, how about, I don't know, or YouTube, or you're going down the streets, you have these big posters, so many ideas. So and then it's good to know who are these people who are presenting these ideas from Vedic perspective. I mean, they might be recognized as big personalities, but what is their actual position? Are they trying to surrender to Krishna, or are they trying to kill Brahminical culture, like Amsa? I mean, of course, there's different nuances. It's not just always black or white. But Srila Prabhupada, he has this not so emotional view, not so positive view, we could say. He says that if someone is not surrendering to Krishna, then he must be a demon. very straightforward. He says he must be one of the four categories of asuras, of people who don't surrender to Krishna. So he's not so sentimental. He's not saying, oh, they are probably good persons. So he makes clear distinction. They don't surrender to Krishna, they're bad association. And sometimes he says, sometimes when people say, look, why are you criticizing? Why are you saying this? Why are you so tough on me? She says, not me, it's Krishna saying this. Because Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita there's four categories of people who don't surrender to him. So if they don't surrender to him, then according to Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, they're one of these categories, Muda, Naradama, Maya Pahrita Gyana, or Asuram Bhava Mashtita. So, of course, we can take a more positive answer, positive view, like you can say from another perspective that whatever ideas they come with, they are not Shabda. So if they are not Shabda, if they are not coming from spiritual world, if they are not coming from Krishna, then they must be at most, maximum, they can be imperfect. They might be useful, like in this Padayatra we were checking this weather forecast website. They had this wave of these clouds are coming from that direction, and it might be useful, but it's not perfect knowledge. So some days you're like, oh, it's gonna be crystal clear today, and you go there and you're like, oh, we don't even, no point even taking the raincoats. Why, you know, like it's gonna be nice weather, and all of a sudden this huge storm. Oops, didn't you say that? Ah, I mean, so yeah, that's at maximum you can say whatever ideas come from non-devotees, they might be imperfect. So, I mean, Srila Prabhupada says in other places that most of the people are somehow innocent. The general principle is that people who are not devotees, and it's usually not a good idea to associate with them. Of course, sometimes we accept this association of not devotees for the purpose of preaching, like when we go for Harinam or for Sankirtan. We naturally accept, we get in contact with non-devotees. Or maybe you go to the seaside, or maybe we sometimes even go into bars. It's not a place where we usually would go, but the point is that we are trying to, we are associating with these people who are non-devotees, and the point is that we are trying to give them our association and not accept their association. So that's quite important. And from some perspective we can say, oh, we are spreading the message of Lord Chaitanya, so we are protected. Yes. But there is also other perspectives. Like we cannot do anything and think we will be protected. There's some story I read at some point. There was one Sankirtan devotee, and he was distributing books. And for some reason, he would be like very enthusiastic and go to even to shops and so on. And for some reason, he saw that in sex shops, the people would be more open. So so he would go inside and distribute some books, and he would at some point oh, sex shop, okay, perfect, this already see a pile of books. And he would do that, and after some time his authorities detected that, look, something is fishy with this devotee. His consciousness is somehow changed. And then they figure out what's going on. And then they decided, okay, maybe next time when you can distribute books to the stores, but not to sex shops. Okay, maybe a bit cautious on this one. So similarly, we have to be aware, like you're preaching at the beach, you're going, these girls are in bikini, and you do this one day, 2 days. We were doing this in Padayatra, you go to the beach, and after some times, you have to be aware there might be some change in your consciousness if you see every day, you know, these girls in bikini. You'll think, oh, okay, first you'll think, how about we give her a book, and then you'll think, well, maybe I should enjoy somehow. So there's quite some, just some examples of how you can, it's good to keep in mind that you are in bad association and not push it, you know, not push it too much. Like, so the point is to do this in the right way. And even if we are spreading Krishna consciousness, we should still be aware that there are some risks. Yes, we'll be protected by Lord Chaitanya in some way, but we cannot do anything. And the main point is that we should, we can do some things, but we should be aware how to protect our consciousness. Because if we don't protect our consciousness, then it can be really bad. We might not be a devotee after we can go and, it's a side dish. In the 90s, there is some festival. I heard it's still on. I don't remember the name. There was this hippie festival in the 90s. And the devotees would go there. And would be like hippies. And they would be sitting there naked, you know, like guys, women. And they would be very spontaneous. But they would be like very open, you know, like to spirituality. Like, I think Srila Prabhupada went at some point to some of this hippie farm, and I think Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Vishnu Jan Maharaj came from this this preaching of Prabhupada. Prabhupada went this. So some devotees went there, and some senior devotee went with 4 young devotees, and he returned from this preaching camp with 2 devotees. 2 devotees remain there. One found the love of his life, and one, I don't know what happened to him. But anyway, so it's just as a side dish that it's good to be aware that you don't put yourself in strange situations. Okay, so the point is to protect the consciousness. And there is one, it's not so much a rule, but a guideline for devotees how to associate. And it says that 20% you associate with superiors. Because usually it's hard, you are probably very, very lucky if you can associate more with superiors, because they don't have time, you know, like they're very busy. And 60% of your association should be with equals. And then 20% should be with people you are trying to help, or like newer devotees, or that's more or less like a guideline. Of course, because, I mean, there's always time, place, circumstances. But it's good idea to keep in mind, because the mistake some preachers do is that they don't follow these rules, you know, like, and they have a lot of association with the preaching, the people they are preaching to. They have like 80% association with the people they are preaching to, and not so much association with seniors or equals. So you can see that sometimes these preachers, their consciousness goes down, and sometimes they even stop being devotees. So it's very, very important when you preach that you also get some positive association from somewhere. Okay. Then there's also the point, what does it mean to have positive association? You can say, yes, we associate with devotees, and we just stay for 1 second, or less than 1 second with the devotees, and so, no, it says, Chaitanya Charitamrita says. then the point is, what is association with devotees? You can say, it's similar like with bad association. Also positive association doesn't mean so much proximity. It's not only proximity. If you hear the devotee snore, some devotees maybe, that not here, but in other places. So if you hear the devotee snore and you're sleeping in the bed next to him, you're not. This is not what will make you some spiritual advancement. It's not so much the physical proximity. It's more or less in the same association like in the case of non-devotees. Association means six loving exchanges. Means that you engage in loving exchanges with these devotees. Of course, this means taking prasadam and offering prasadam and accepting prasadam, which is good. But it should get to inquiring confidentially and revealing one's mind in confidence, which doesn't mean so much that you tell how you your secret that you hate this other devotee. It's more or less that you talk about Krishna, that you reveal your devotional feelings and then what you learn and so on. So it's more or less, and also gifts. Srila Prabhupada says there that he gives the example of these life members, and he says that gifts. The preacher is giving Krishna consciousness to others. That's his most important gift. So this association means more or less discussing about Krishna eventually. So otherwise, so if you want to really take advantage of this association, then we have to have devotee association. As they say, devotee association has to be devotional. Sometimes, we always tend to get this natural, this material energy, always tend to get into this chit-chat mode. You know, like, how are you, how are you? Which is good, but eventually there should be some devotional content, some content about Krishna. And there's one very important type of association which we have to be aware of, is association with Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, there's many spiritual organizations, there's many Vaishnava organizations, there's even Gaudiya Vaishnavas, but many people realize more and more that there's nothing compared to Srila Prabhupada. There's many organizations, they realize, oh, we have all this, we have a lot of culture, but we don't have Srila Prabhupada. And many, many devotees from this organization, they realize there's gurus instructing their disciples to read Srila Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's the gurus instructing their disciples to go and take shelter of Srila Prabhupada. So, yeah, it's, so the main point is we also should take association of Srila Prabhupada. And this association means, of course, classes. But most important, this association means reading Srila Prabhupada's books. There's for Sankirtan devotees, there's this recommendation that to read Srila Prabhupada's books 2 hours per day, at least. Because you're going there and you're meeting. Who are you meeting? You are meeting these people who are obviously non-devotees. and not really trying to become devotees. So you have to charge your batteries somehow. So the best way to charge your battery is to associate with Srila Prabhupada by reading his books. So it's quite important for, and also for everyone it's important, for people who have to meet non-devotees, it's good to charge your batteries. And also for even for devotees who don't have so much negative association, it's good to remember what are we doing here. Because if we don't read Srila Prabhupada's books, we might be doing things but without clearly understanding what we are doing, how we should be doing it. Because ISKCON is, this organization is built on Srila Prabhupada's books. This means we're studying the books and we are applying the books. We should not just study the books, we should apply them. And we should give these books to others. So it's very important that we stay rooted in Srila Prabhupada's books, that we keep always contact with Srila Prabhupada's books. There's many other, we have other books in our organization, we can have other preaching projects, but all these books, extra books, or this preaching project eventually should bring people to Srila Prabhupada's books. That's the core point, that's the root of the otherwise. So that's our compass, that's our main association. I'll just stop here, because so Srila Prabhupada speaks here about association, so it's very important, it's really stressed in through all the shastras that it's important for devotees to avoid bad association and cultivate good association. And I was just stressing, mentioning this point, that it's also important to remember that we can associate with Srila Prabhupada, and we should really take advantage of this if we want to be healthy. Okay. I'll stop here if there's questions, concerns, comments. Okay, thank you so much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.